Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Tes. Dine ta'us v'safek b'virchas ayayin. The halachas of a mistake or a doubt, the brachas with wine. Sif Aleph. Lokach kois shal shecha o shal mayim. If a person picked up a glass, in the glass is beer or water. U'pasach v'omer, and he begins and says, Brachat ha'ashem elokeinu melech olam. Al das loimer shahakol, and he's in mind, he's going to make a shahakol. Vita, but he made a mistake. For Amar Barei Piagofen, and out of his mouth came the words Barei Piagofen. So the din is Ein Machzirin Oso. The din is he does not have to make another bracha. Bibnei Shebishah Shehisker Shemo Malchus, because when he mentioned Hashem's name and Malchus Hashem Lokeinu Melech Olam Shem Ikur HaBracha, that's the main part of the bracha. Lo niskaven ela bracha ruilo samin. He had in mind for the proper bracha for that thing. So since he had in mind shahakum, when he said brachat Hashem lekenem lechalam, the fact that he ended bar pir gafen is irrelevant. He's yoyis to the bracha because he had in mind shahakum when he said the shema machus. Veyesh others say shem lokach kosheicha o mayim besavish ushalayin, that if he took a glass of beer or water, thinking that it's wine, upasach, and he began brachat Hashem lekenem lechalam al das loimer, with the intent of saying brachat piagofen, v'nizkeshu shecha omayim, and then he realized this isn't wine, this is beer or water. V'siyim shahakol, so he ends off shahakol, yotza. That's good enough. So the Yeshom says, we're not as much concerned what you're thinking when you said shema machlis as what you actually said. Here he was thinking the wrong bracha when he said Elkeinu Melech Olam, but he realized and he said shahakol, that's good. The implication is that this Yeshom disagrees with the first Shita and says, had you said bar piagofen on water or beer, that is not an adequate bracha. Let's stop here for a minute. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Aleph, Emach Zirin Oso. So if the person said bar piagofen, the Mechaber begins, he doesn't go back to make a new bracha, even though he has a glass of beer or water. Zedas Haramba, this is Shita Saramba. Aval roiv ha-poiskim v'kimat kulam, cholkim alav. However, most, almost all poskim disagree with this Rambam. V'eskim, when they hold, they agree. D'lo azdinu basa dait. We don't go by what you're thinking when you say Elkeinu Melech Olam. Kiyin shebefiv hoitzei brocha sheinu ru'uyu lo oisa amin. His mouth uttered the wrong brocha. Lo yotz, he will not be yotz ma'chzirin oso, and he has to go back. V'kos v'achonim d'chein yish l'hoiz. And d'achonim say that this is how you should paskin. Sifkan beis v'yesh oimim shem lokach v'chulu, meaning you go by what you say and not by what you're thinking. V'chein halacha, that's the halacha. So the notes in the back ask, what does a Sfaradi do? Obviously for an Ashkenazi, we're not going to follow this mechaber. If a person said bar piagofen but was thinking shahakol and elokeinu melech olam, we're not going to say it's good enough. He'll have to make another bracha. In the first case, Shulchan Aruch, he has a glass of beer, a glass of pop, and he says, Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking shahakol, and out of his mouth came Barei Piagofen, we're going to say Machzirin Oso. You got to go back and make a shahakol. That's not a good bracha. But what does a Sfaradi do? So the note's been from Kav HaChaim, Chametzin Abba Shaul, that he should think the bracha. He can't make another bracha, because according to Rabbi Yoyetzi, he should think the bracha in his mind. However, Shlomo Zalman and Orabach Zimbracha said that even Sfaradim should make another bracha. Since the Rambam has come out of Das Yochid over here, that even Sfaradim should make another bracha. But it doesn't seem like Chacham ben Tzion Avishul agreed with that. So he just says, just think the bracha, not to make another bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Gimel Aldas V'chulu. Mishnah Berurah going on, if he said, Brachat Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, with the intent of saying Barei Piagofen, and then realize that it's Sheikh and Enet Shahakal, is Yotza. Hainu, says Mishnah Berurah, this means Alpha Gav de Bishar Shehis Kashem Machos. Even though at the time that he mentioned Shema Malchus, Shu Ikur HaBracha, which is the main part of the Bracha, Hayadaito Al Bracha She'ena Ruilo Samin Klal, he had in mind something which was inappropriate for that Bracha because he's thinking Barei Piagofen and he's have in his hand something which is Shahakol. Afilu Hachi, nonetheless, Kimet Chasimus HaBracha Hiska B'Fiv Kahogin, since he ended the Bracha properly, Yotze B'Diavet, he would be Yotze B'Diavet. The Ramah says as follows, V'koshkein im hayu biyado yayin, certainly if he had in his hand a glass of wine, V'savr shehu maim. He thought it was water. V'pasach hadayit lo m'shahakol. So he started the bracha. Bracha to Hashem. He's thinking shahakol. V'nizka. And then he realizes, no, this is wine. Uberach, he ends. Barei p'yeh gofen. So certainly, sheyoyitz, he'd be yoyitz in this case. Sh'afim siyim shahakol yotze. This is better, because had he ended shahakol, it'll also be yoyitz. Since shahakol works for everything. So in this case, for sure, again, the point we're making is, we don't go by what you think, or go by what you say, but even if you go by what you're thinking, shahakol also works on wine. I mean, in this case, everyone should agree that you're yoyitz on the bracha. Sifkot and dalet, sh'afim siyim. If he was thinking shahakol and ended Borah Pir Gofen on a glass of wine, for sure he's yoytzeh, because even if he ended shahakol, he's yoytzeh. V'nimse sha'af afi machshavto, he said bracha u'ilos min. So even if you go by what he's thinking, in the shemo malchus, the bracha is appropriate for what he has in his hand. Sif beis. Lokach kois shal shecher omayim. He takes a glass of beer or water, uberach, and he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lakenim Lachalom, Borei Pia Gafen, V'Torchidei Dibur Nizka Shita. And immediately, Torchidei Dibur, he realizes his mistake. V'Amer, and he ends, V'Hakol Nivetzvaro. V'Kachay Sam Yosra. So it sounds like this, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lakenim Lachalom, Borei Pia Gafen, V'Hakol Nivetzvaro. The din is Yotza. That's good enough. The Mos says, V'Mhoyu Achim Shoysim Gam Kim V'Yan Lefneim. Let's say there are other people drinking, and they had wine. V'dayto gamkin al yain, and he was thinking wine. She'esav shebekosia, because he thought in his glass was wine. Uberach bor pia gofen, and he made a bor pia gofen. There's no tikkun here. Toch de dibur, in his hand is water or beer. He thinks he has wine. Other people are drinking wine, so he's going to make a bor pia gofen. V'nimsa achakach. Only afterwards does he discover shebekosia mayim moshecha, that in his glass wasn't any wine. His glass was water or beer. When he goes to drink wine afterwards, he does not have to make another bor pia gofen. He's yoytze with the bracha he made on the original cup, even though it was a mistake. Because he did have in mind to drink wine. He was going to drink wine. And he did have in mind to see the other people, they were yoytze with his bracha. Therefore, his bracha was in fact a legitimate bracha. We begin with the case when he has a glass of beer or water, and he starts off bar pir gofen, and he fixes the toch de dibur, and he adds a shahakol. And Mishnah Berurah says, "Hi, afilu be'es tchilas habracha yisov shu yayin." He held this glass of beer or water. He was thinking when he started the bracha that it was wine. So everything was wrong. He was thinking wrong, and he said it wrong. Not like the early case we had when he was planning on saying shahakol, and the words where he came out of his mouth. Where the Mechaber says, according to the Rabbah, you're yoytze because you're thinking the right thing. In this case, I'm thinking the wrong thing. I'm thinking wine, and he says, Baruch Yagov. Afilu hachi kivan sha'okra toch de dibur, but since he undid it toch de dibur, v'siyim kohagin, and he ended properly with the shahakol yavetvaro, yotze, he'll be yoytze. He corrected himself. If it was more than kedei dibur, lo mahani akiraso. Then it doesn't help to fix at that point. He'll have to make another bracha. He'll have to make a new shahakol. And you should know, that which we say b'diavad, as long as you fix the toch de dibur, it's good enough. Dafka bevrachas drabonin. That works by brachas, which are drabonin. Al birchas hamaz and shudi arise. If this happened by benching, which is min ha-teira, in Merikei Gavna, if such a thing happened, could go, for instance, shochal lechem, he ate bread. V'toy made a mistake. V'sarah shochal peres, he thought he had fruit. V'hischa levarech, he begins the bracha, bracha ta ha-shem lechem lechalam, alo eitz v'alpir eitz. V'nizker shulechem, then he realizes that he had bread. V'siyem, so he, in the middle of the bracha, picks up Hazana Solom Vichulam. Kahoigan to do the bracha benching. No, it doesn't help. So Chlach, so the bracha has to go back and start from the beginning. Vidafka Oifan Zeshit Siam, but it's only in this case that I'm giving you when he ate bread and he thought it was fruits. Alvin Tov is Savar Al Halechim Sha'achashu Echad Mechamesh Zaminim. But if his mistake was he ate bread and he thought he ate one of the grains, Vihichsu Lavarech, and he began the bracha, bracha Tarashan Kanachalam Al Hamichim. And then he realized In that case, Yochel Asayim, he can, in the middle of the bracha, change over to Hazana Samkalo. V'yarat el b'yotze. The Michi nai mazon, because Michi is also mazon. Chasva achorim, the achorim right. Misha oimer achor b'chus ayayin. If someone said, after the Bera Pir Goffin, Borei Mori Eish, we're talking about Havdolah, Matzei Shabbos, after making the Bera Pir Goffin, the next bracha is Psalmim. He skipped the Psalmim, went straight to Borei Mori Eish. V'nizke shetzerch l'haktim, so then he realized Psalmim comes first. V'siyem Borei Mnei Psalmim. So he said both. He said Borei Mori Eish, Borei Mnei Psalmim. Like that. Toch the deeper, he said Borei Mnei Psalmim. The din is, Yotzi Dei Psalmim. So he's Yotzi for the Bracha Psalmim. That works. V'choyiz Mevorach has to make a new Bracha, Bracha Ta Hashem, Ken HaMacholam, Borei Mori Eish. Because by saying the Borei Mnei Psalmim, he undid the Borei Mori Eish, and he has to make a new Bracha, Borei Mori Eish.
It's a problem saying him out of order, obviously.
Not really, it's, we'll see in a minute. There is an order, but b'dieved, it wouldn't make a difference. V'davka kishenizkavein b'shas haskur shu machas ala b'samim shenaka b'yodo. We say that he should make the change when he's thinking b'samim, when he says Baruch Atah Hashem Echalam, he's holding b'samim in his hand. V'nishal b'shono, and his tongue tripped him up. V'amar, and out came b'roi m'reish. Aval kishenizkavein ala eish, but let's say he managed to figure out the b'samim. He didn't pick up the b'samim. He looked straight at the licht, and he looks at the Havdalah candle, and he's thinking, Borei Mori Eish, Yotz Yedei Birchas Mori Eish, then he's Yotzei Eish, and he should leave it at that, V'achach Mevorach Borach HaCheres, then make a new Borach on the Salman. Da Ala Eish, Gam Ketzav, he has to make a Borach on the Eish, V'seder Eina Ma'akev, and the order is not Ma'akev. So even though he said both, he said, Borei Mori Eish, Borei Mori Eish, in that case, he's not Yotzei on the Salman, he's Yotzei on the Eish. He doesn't have a hold of the psalm. It's not in his hands. Not what he's thinking. So in that case, the eish sticks, and he's got to make a new bracha on the psalm. Well, the birchas hashach, and as far as the brachas we make in the morning, in ta'ab of kerech ivrim malbish arumim, if he makes a mistake in the order of kerech ivrim and malbish arumim kadamim and similar, nisbar le'el. We learned this before. B'simin memvav, mishdebur sivkan chaf. I and Shem look over there. Sivkan chaf. Sivkan zayin ubareich berei pri hagafen. He and his friends are drinking wine. And he's going to be motzi them. Unfortunately, in his cup isn't wine. In his cup is water or beer. And he just says, Borei Pir Goffin. He didn't make any correction. His intent is to motzi others with his bracha. So the din is, the Ramah says, he's yotzi the Borei Pir Goffin. He had in mind to drink wine. There are two reasons why he doesn't make another Borei Pir Goffin. One reason is, Kivin Shadayit L'Shtol Shayin, he has in mind to drink wine. Even if the wine he had in mind wasn't in front of him at the time, V'Avil Achach, and it came later, Chal Brach Aleim, the bracha goes on it. V'After Koyze Ha'yimayim, even though he was holding a cup of water, V'Hizch L'Shtos, and began to drink it. V'Avil Ha'chil Mikri Hafzik, we say it's not considered an interruption. Kivin Shol Hifzik, B'Dibur B'Time, he didn't interrupt with speech in between. And even if he didn't have a mind to drink more, and he thinks he's holding one in his hand. The second shot, since I have in mind to be motzi others with the bracha, that they should be able to drink the wine in front of them based on his bracha, so it comes out his bracha was not in vain. Therefore, he's allowed to drink more wine. This Ramah is consistent with his opinion in Simon Rejvav, where he held over there, that if he doesn't have an explicit das, just the stam das, he would be required to make another bracha. That's why he writes over here, the daito of chul, that he had das to drink more wine. But based on what he wrote there in Mishneh Berurah and Be'er Locha, that many poskim hold that even the stam das is sufficient, as long as the wine was on the table when he said the bracha. Memeil chal bracha al kulam. So memeil bracha goes on all of them. Vein sarach lachsu levarach, and he will not have to make another bracha. Kishen nishbecha kosh berchalav. Had he been holding a cup of wine, and the whole thing spilled. We're not going to make another bracha if there was more wine on the table. Therefore, the same is true in our case. If it comes out that it's water in his cup, and he's going to have a cup of wine, a different cup that's on the table. In any event, even stam das is enough that he's not going to have to make another bracha. In other words, it makes no difference if the wine that he held dropped out of his hand and he spilled, has to take more. Or if the cup he has is actually water, either way, we hold stam das is sufficient. There are more dozen, that's why Mar says he had in mind to drink more wine. But we're saying, even if he didn't have in mind, as long as it's on the table, that's good enough.
But drink that cup, he would need to make a shakol.
If he'll continue to drink. If he wants to drink more, but at this point he's not going to. Basically, he drinks a drink, realizes this isn't wine, and he goes and takes a cup of wine.
How long does he have?
It doesn't say. It's like anytime you make a bracha. How much time do you have to make a bracha and eating? It should be right away. Between the time you make a bracha, but as long as you're not mafsik but dibur, we don't care if there's a hefsik of time. By the way, it's like making hamotzi till you finish cutting up the challah. There's some time that takes, you know, but that doesn't, it's not ma'akev. Se'if gimel. Kol ha-brachos, all of the brachos, in the stapik in berich im lav. If he's not sure if he said the bracha or not. Einem mevarech lo b'tchil ha-besoif. So you're not going to make another bracha. Not bracha rishon, not bracha achroina. Chutz mi-berich ha-samas, with the exception of benching. V'nei she-hishot terks is d'iraisa. Mr. Bruce of Kohen kol ha-brachos, all the brachos, if it's a question or not, if he said the bracha or not, you don't. Mishum shehem divi seifim, it's all drabonim. Usfeku drabonim l'kula, a doubt by drabonim we make them. Look back at Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Sivkon Yud Chutz Birch Samos, with the exception of benching, who Shalka De Zviya, provided he ate enough to be satisfied. Does Humachui Minotur? Then it's an obligation to bench Minotur. Va'ayin Le'el Kuf Pedal Sivdal Mishdabur. Look back at Siman Kuf Pedal. V'nei Me'Machaber Mashma from the Shulchan Aruch implied Shesosam Kiharam Bamu Smag. That basically he's bringing the Shitas Ram in the Smag. Shesoim who hold the bracha me'ein shalosh, that the bracha me'ein shalosh, shemavarach and al shivas haminim, whom drabonim. The me'ein shalosh is only drabonim. Al be'emes, because he says the only exception is benching. Al be'emes yishharbe rishonim shesoim shemidiraisa, but many shem hold even me'ein shalosh is diraisa. Like in kos v'achrom, so achronim say, demi shalokte sevia mi peiros or taf shashivas haminim, that a person ate and he was satisfied from fruits or from cooked grains. He's not sure if he said a bracha achrona. So now you're also going to suffer the araisa. Yoichal oid me'oisa hamin shir kazayis v'bracha achrona. So you should eat another kazayis of that type and make a bracha achrona. V'yoyitzi deze gam asav shon, that takes care of his suffix. Now, let's point down the notes. Somebody said he has to make a bracha achrona too. Because since he's mesubach made a bracha achrona, the zikha has chadas. So he has to make a new bracha achrona and then make a bracha achrona and it'll cover everything. If you look at Pima Godim, he has a chiddush. Let's say he doesn't have any more of that type left. And he's not sure if he made a bracha achrona, and he's soveya. Yigach min acher, take something else. Shum yishivas min also zayminim. Gon she'ochel priyates, let's say he was eating fruit. So yigach min mizoynis, take a mizoynis. Ve'yichel ha-brocha, and include in the bracha dal eis. Even though we said before that we have a sofik, we don't include on a sofik the second bracha, but in this case, he's dealing with a sofik d'araisa, because he felt it's kedai to be moisef in the bracha main shalosh, the second thing that you're masupik about. Sifkan yud aleph, shel Torah, because you're dealing with a sofik d'araisa. V'ayim esim memzayim yish tabur, sifkan aleph, hashtam le'in b'chza Torah, im nistapik. Back in sim memzayim, we talked about the thoughts that did in b'chza Torah, because b'chza Torah also, according to many, is the d'araisa. So now if you have a Sofi, it's a B'chza Torah, what do you do? And it comes out that you should make at least the Bracha Hashem Rachabonu be Sofi. Ideally, someone should be Yotz Motziyu. But if there's not Yotz Motziyu because of Sofi D'Raisa and B'chza Torah, you'd have to say the Bracha Hashem Rachabonu be Sofi.